You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Arman Sadeghi.
Welcome back to yet another amazing episode of Titanium Life here with Arman. Hey, how are you doing, everybody? This is the first episode where we've taken the request that the listeners of this podcast have posted on my Facebook page, and we are doing an episode on one of those topics. Now, if you haven't put in your request, please go to my Facebook, Arman Sadeghi, put in your request, and I will be doing my very, very best to address all of your requests. Most importantly, I like questions. So ask me a question. Tell me about a problem you're having in your life. If it's private, you don't want everyone to know, private message me. It's okay. I have my staff going through all of them. They submit them to me. I will read every single one of your messages. And if you have a problem in your life that you want me to address, your life, your business, whatever it is, I will address it on this podcast if it's one that I think is going to serve the public. If not, you might just get a private message back from me helping you out. Either way, this one is one of those. So someone suggested I talk about the concept of taking advice from the right people and how you can really go wrong if you take advice from the wrong people. Now, they said something in there that I thought was really funny. They said, so tired of losers taking advice from other losers. Now, I personally would never put it that way, but they seem to think that there are a lot of losers out there taking advice from other losers. And let me tell you what they mean by this. And it's true. What you see a lot of is you see people, for example, who are broke taking advice from other broke people on how to get rich. That's why most people are broke. And that's why broke people typically stay broke. Because what? You're financially not secure. You associate with people who are financially not secure. And so you talk about all this stuff that after a while starts to become fact to you. And the thing is you can never get out of that situation because you never really talk about the reality of things. Now, when it comes to the topic of health, for example, this is huge. Because, for example, overweight people love to sit around with other overweight people and talk to each other about how to lose weight. And then they go to the gym and they get themselves an overweight trainer sometimes to train them. And I'm like, what are you thinking? See, the reality is this. In life, if you want to get results, it's not about what sounds good. It's about what actually works. And this is something that I've used that's at the basis of everything I've built at Titanium. You must understand that the things that matter are the things that actually get results. Tools have to actually work, not just sound good. And so many people take advice from others because the person says something that just sounds good or sounds reasonable, right? It's not what you want to go after. You want to go after taking advice, number one, from people who are getting the results you want. If they are not getting the results you want, what makes you think they're going to get you results, right? And if the tool just sounds good but doesn't get result, does that help you any? No. So in the words of the listener who requested this, that they're tired of losers taking advice from losers, I wouldn't say that. I would just say when you're trying to find people to take advice from, find people who are currently getting the results you want. And even just as important as that, who have consistently gotten the results you want. Because for example, if you want to lose weight, you don't want to talk to someone who just lost 50 pounds. You want to talk to someone who just lost 50 pounds and kept it off, right? That's important. Now, you can talk to someone about how to lose 50 pounds, but that's all they're going to teach you. They're not going to teach you a system that's going to help you keep it off. Now, where I learned this is most of you know, my degree is in neuroscience, and then I attended Harvard Medical School for a couple of years, and I was really shocked by something when I got into medical school. See, they talked about this different research that was done, and what you would see is you would see, say, new medications that they would make, right? And they would do trials on these things. So imagine I create two different medicines. And let's say it's a medicine for Alzheimer's, okay? Now, you put this, and it could be for anything, it doesn't matter, but we'll use Alzheimer's as the example here. Let's say one of the pills is a little white pill that's about the size of an Advil, okay? The second one, it's this pill that's the size of an eraser, okay? So like five times bigger. Now imagine, and it's a brown color, okay? Now imagine that the little white pill is actually effective and is made by company A, okay? But it gives you effects of, let's say, up to whatever, certain number on a scale. It's on a scale of 1 to 10, its effectiveness is at a 2, okay? The second pill, let's say, the bigger one that's brown, is actually much, 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 much more effective at getting the symptoms of Alzheimer's to go away. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, let's say that one is an absolute 10. I mean, this drug is a freaking miracle and it works, right? You give it to rats with Alzheimer's and man, the Alzheimer's goes away. And in people, you know, if you were to give it to someone, they do the same thing. But what I found out is a lot of these drugs, when they go through clinical trials, they don't get accepted because you have this concept of compliance. Okay. Now, all of this is to explain to you why you want to take advice from people who are getting the results, not people who just sound good. Okay. Because in theory, if I tell you, hey, there are these two pills, which pill is going to do better on the market or which pill is a better pill for Alzheimer's? Before going to Harvard Medical School, I would have said, well, obviously the pill that's better. But see, the way that in the medical world, they determine what's better is they don't base it on, hey, what medicine is better? What they do is they do clinical trials. Where they say in the real world, under real world conditions, which pill performs better? And does this pill actually work? And what you find is that compliance is a huge part of whether drugs are accepted or not. Because if the drug that's that little white pill, now put aside the fact that you could change colors of pills and sizes and stuff. Let's put all that aside. This is a theoretical example that I want you to understand. If the little white pill is a pill that people take and 90% of people are compliant with it, right? And it only gets results that are fairly, you know, okay at best, but it does get positive results, right? But the thing is everyone is, or 90% of people are going to get those positive results because there's high compliance. Now you have another one, this other one that's super, super, super powerful pill, but the thing is nobody takes it. Only 5% of people follow through with taking the pill every single day. You see, by the way, I'm giving you this example because there's a real life example of this with AIDS medication. What they found over the years is AIDS medication since the 90s has actually been quite effective. But the biggest problem you get is compliance. People don't want to stuff their face with dozens or even hundreds of pills a day. It's just crazy. They don't want to do it, right? And that's where the issue came in with a lot of these AIDS medications. So as the medications have improved, sometimes it's not even their effectiveness that has improved. What they've improved is just how do you get more people to be more compliant with them, right? If you can make it into a gummy bear, then more people will eat them, right, and take them, and then they get more of the medicine, for example. So in this case, it's about what actually works. One pill is more effective in theory, but no one will take it, so it doesn't give you the effectiveness in the larger scale. Now, by the way, are there people who will take the pill that's the size of an eraser? Absolutely. And that's what I want you to understand. Because the people who take the eraser size pill will go around telling people, hey, listen to me. I know this works. See, those are one group of people. That's one subset. Okay, those are not the losers. Those are the winners. Those are the people who are getting the results and are telling you, hey, look, I got the results. You try it, right? Then there's the other group, right? There's the group of people who are not getting the results but have all kinds of theories. Like, oh, well, if you do this and if you do that, then, you know, you're going to be all fine and blah, 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 blah. And that doesn't work either. What you want is you want tools that have been proven to work. Right. And if you can find tools that are proven to work for the masses, that makes them even better. You see, titanium is completely based on this concept that in order for a tool to be something I share with you, it must be a tool that is sound in theory, but it must also be a tool that has worked for me in my life. And it must also be a tool that I have been able to share with the masses and get the results I wanted. See, that's the medical school student in me. That's the guy who's a scientist. See, I realized that before going to medical school, I never would have presented certain things. Like, for example, my workout is a 25-minute workout. If you know anything about fitness, you're going to know, hey, if you really want to bulk up your muscles and get huge results, you might need to go to the gym for 2 hours. But I would never teach that. Why? Because it doesn't work. Someone's going to say, Armand, what do you mean it doesn't work? It doesn't work. See, working out for 2 hours is actually going to make your muscles bigger than if you work out for 25 minutes. However, if I put a group of 1,000 people on a 2-hour-a-day workout and another 1,000 people on a 25-minute-a-day workout, after 6 months, the 25-minute-a-day people will have bigger muscles than the 2-hour-a-day people. Why? Not because 2 hours actually shrinks your muscles. In fact, it doesn't. It makes your muscles bigger. But because of compliance, because people who are doing 25 minutes a day do it every single day. I mean, it's easy. I even teach people to change and get ready at the gym. I say, if you don't like your gym showers, upgrade to a gym where you can get it, right? So the bottom line in life is you want to find tools that actually work. So for the listener who suggested talking about taking advice from the right people, what I want you to understand is this. Seek out those who are getting the results that you want. And ideally, seek out those who are getting the results that you want on a consistent basis. But on top of that, seek out results that they've gotten that work for the masses. You see, I was talking to a group of educators. There was about 600 of them in a room. It was at school district, teachers, and really amazing people in education. And I'm talking to these people, and someone came up to me afterwards and says, "Armand, I don't like what you had to say about this and that." And they were disagreeing with me. And they were really mad at me. This person was mad that I was teaching this stuff. And he's like, "I don't like it. You should be teaching this." And what I had to explain to them is say, look, I teach stuff that works, not stuff that sounds good. So a lot of fitness people will tell me, "Armand, well, the reality is that people have to do blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, look, the reality is that I've seen that when you tell people to go in a gym and go from their car back to their car in under 55 minutes, meaning you get out of your car, you go to the gym, you do your workout, you get out, you go shower, and you change and get ready for your life, your work, whatever you're doing. If you can do all that and get back in your car in less than 55 minutes, then guess what? You have a system that is going to be sustainable for the rest of your life. That's what I want. That's why also I don't condone doing heavy weights. Why? Because if you do heavy weights, it's not going to work because you're going to injure yourself. And an injured body isn't going to be able to work out every day. Now, this doesn't just apply to working out. It applies to business with my business coaching clients. I teach them to make sure that they take advice from business people who are actually successful, not the people who say things that sound really good, but what is actually working. And the key is different people are succeeding in different areas. So as I've said before, focus on finding people who are getting success in a specific area and take the advice from them. And as the listener said, don't take advice from losers, okay? So if someone's not getting the results in a category, in an area, don't take advice from them in that area. You want to find tools that work and they work for the masses. See, this is really important for you to listen to because you are a podcast listener. And as someone who has taken the time and effort to listen to a podcast, I know you value learning and growth. But I've got to be careful with you because you are at the danger of opening up your mind to everything other people have to say. I want you to be picky about what information you allow into your head. Now, there's nothing wrong about getting the wrong information because you can learn from that as well. But it's about making sure that you're taking information from people who are getting results. And I'll tell you, when it comes to me, I have an absolute goal and rule that I do not ever share things with you that have not worked for me and have not worked for other people. That, my friends, is why, as of this date, I do not give advice on parenting children. I don't give you advice on how to raise your children because I don't know how to do it yet. My little girls are 3 and 4 years old and I haven't figured it out yet. But let me tell you, I'm fighting like crazy. I'm reading books. I'm talking to parents who are successful. In fact, I'm finding successful kids and I'm saying, hey, introduce me to your parents. Because I don't want the parents who think they're successful. I want the kids who are successful. And when I say success, I'm not basing that on how much money they have. I'm finding happy kids. I find happy teenagers and I'm like, are you happy about your life? Yeah, I'm happy. You know, you get good grades? Yeah, I get good grades. I don't care if they get a 4.0 or 3.0, but if they're getting good grades, right, if they're healthy, if they're happy, I say, let me talk to your parents, kid. Because I want to find out what those parents have to say, even if the parents say things that are totally counterintuitive to me. Like they say, I don't know, what you need to do seems totally opposite of what I might think you need to do or goes against what books say. It doesn't matter because you take advice from people who are already getting the results. All right, so for the listener who suggested this, thank you for bringing this to us. And in your own words, please take advice from the right people and please do not take advice from losers. Because the person who requested this said they are so tired of losers taking advice from losers. All right. Hey, I love you guys. This is awesome. I love having you listen to this podcast. So please tell your friends and family about this podcast. If they're on iTunes, of course, it's Easy Titanium Life. But if they're on Android, I've heard some people are having difficulties on Android knowing how to do podcasts because a lot of people don't listen to it. So if you're telling your friends who have an Android, please tell them to just go download Podcast Addict. All right, and then search for Titanium Life. And if you have a Microsoft phone, there's a way of doing it on there as well. Just search for Titanium Life Podcast and it'll come up and then you can add it. So I love you guys and I want to remind you, more importantly than anything else, always lead with your heart. Oh yeah, and enjoy the bloopers coming right up. Don't tune out just yet. We had some really good bloopers this time. Have some fun. All right, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready to do this? Let's get ready to rumble. That doesn't sound like him at all. Are we recording it? All right. Oh my gosh, by the way, did you see the new upgrade on the iOS for the iPhone? It's so cool. You can now forward voicemails. This was like the thing I was most excited about. And then I talked to a friend of mine who has an Android, and he was like, yeah, my phone's always done that. Kind of made me feel stupid, but. Oh, and there's another upgrade too. So like I got a call from someone that I didn't have in my notebook or my address book. And then it like has caller ID now. So like it looks them up or something and told me it's this person. And then it even found their email in my email box and then said, I think this is the person's email address. It was the coolest thing. I added contact and everything came in. Thank you for calling movie phone. No, that wasn't good. Hold on. I can do it better. Thank you for calling movie. No, it's not that. Thank you for calling movie phone, a service of the Los Angeles area, 95.9 KLOS. Damn, I used to be so much better at that. Welcome back to yet another amazing episode of Titanium Life here with Armand. Hey, how are you doing, everybody? So, this episode is really special because this is the first episode where I've taken some... Let's start that over again. You want to find tools that work, and they work for the masses. Hey, this same thing... Okay, let me back up.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.